Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. According to reports from Connecticut Troopy State Police, the body of German Perez of Ashley Falls, Massachusetts, was found yesterday in the Housatonic River. Police said the state police dive team located the body in the river approximately 1 mile south, where his Toyota pickup truck crashed into the water. Initially, last week, troopers found an area on Route 44 in North Canaan that had a damaged guardrail and other evidence that a vehicle might have gone off the road and into the Housatonic River. The truck was recovered within 1 day, and finally yesterday the body of German Perez has been recovered by police dive teams. An autopsy will be performed. Sharon Audubon has announced the creation of a butterfly flight house and native plant garden at its center on Cornwall Bridge Road, thanks to an anonymous gift. The butterfly rearing facility, caterpillar breeding lab, and adjoining garden are anticipated to be open to the public in the summer of 2019. They'll augment the center's wildflower meadow and two existing gardens for pollinators on the sanctuary's main grounds, Eleanor Loft Butterfly Garden and Pollinator Habitat Garden, maintained by Millbrook Garden Club. Audubon Sharon will be seeking volunteers to help with cultivating and maintaining the butterflies and their native plant garden starting next summer. Inquiries are welcome. Contact wmiller@audubon.org. Groundbreaking is expected in the spring, with the grand opening ceremony next fall. The Salisbury Fall Festival is back once again this year, October 5th, 6th, and 7th throughout Salisbury. SalisburyFallFestival.org for more information. Now, the Pine Plains FFA Ag Fair is back again this weekend, October 5th and 6th at Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School, with activities on Friday and Saturday. A reminder that also coming up is their, of course, roast beef dinner, which is always a sellout. Anthony Nordoff is October's Artist of the Month at the Bushnell Sage Library, 48 Main Street in Sheffield. You can check out the latest paintings. A reception will take place October 5th from 5 till 7 p.m. More information at 413-229-7004. Trinity Gallery Lime Rock, their annual Columbus Day Juried Art Show. The opening reception is Friday, October 5th, 5 till 7 p.m. The show dates are Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Columbus Day, October 6th, 7th, and 8th, and Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th, noon until 4 p.m. A brass band concert will be held at Dewey Hall, 91 Main Street in Sheffield on Friday. Doors open at 7. The concert starts at 7:30. Admission, $20 at the door. Advance tickets are available. Refreshments will be offered. More information is available at 413-429-1176. Salisbury Fall Festival 5K Road Race is Saturday. Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, 8 a.m. registration for the 5K race. Parking available. The entry fee and donations accepted for the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, 9 a.m. The race starts at Salisbury Ski Jump and runs along the rail trail. Berkshire Botanical Gardens Annual Harvest Festival, an iconic Berkshire event, now in its 84th year, is scheduled on Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th, from 10 till 5 at the gardens located at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. BerkshireBotanical.org for more information. On Saturday, October 6th, the Canaan VFW Post 6851 has Oktoberfest. German fare served 12 to 2. German beer on tap. German music from 12 to 2 by Paul Ramuni with his accordion. Then the Chris Tofield Band from 2 to 6. That's blues. Tickets are $20 per person. The first 200 tickets include a commemorative beer stein. Fall for Art Community Day is in Millerton, New York on October 6th from 4 till 8 p.m. with the main attraction, with artists exhibiting throughout the town. For more information, fallforart.com on the web. Now at the Railroad Plaza and Main Street from 10 till 2, visitors can enjoy vendors, art giveaways, live music, and student performances. The Northeast Community Center at 51 South Center Street is hosting a Hispanic Heritage Festival and also a health screening van. The Music Cellar at 14 Main Street is hosting an outdoor lounge and party with Captain Minx and more from 4 until 9 p.m. Lakeville Host Company, 4 Brook Street in Lakeville, on Saturday from 5 till 8 p.m., their prime rib dinner with mashed potatoes, vegetable dinner roll, coffee, iced tea or tea, eat-in or take-out. For large orders, call 860-435-9981 on Saturday. $16 for adults, $14 for seniors, $8 for children 12 and under. The Grange Harvest Dinner is happening at the Copaic Grange October 6th, 5:30 till 7:30. $15 includes local soups, butternut squash and hearty vegetables, salad bar, roast beefs, seasonable vegetables, potatoes, and a dessert table. For email reservations, copaicgrange@gmail.com. Sharon Audubon is hosting a paint and sip session October 6th from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Audubon Center on Cornwall Bridge Road. Participants will learn to paint the center's newest resident, Barred Owl, on a 16 by 20 inch canvas as the owl poses live. Now, more information is available. All painting materials, snacks, and donation include in the $38. Participants must provide their own drinks to sip. Pre-registration is required at 413-205-8346. For more information, contact Audubon at 860-364-0520. Now, in Pine Plains, the community is invited to enjoy free fireworks display on Saturday at dusk between 7 and 8 p.m. at the Town of Pine Plains Ball Fields, located at the corner of Lake and Beach Roads. The event is sponsored by the Pine Plains Recreation Department. Fall into each other's arms at the Cornwall Community Contra Dance on Saturday at the Cornwall Town Hall. Dancing begins at 7 with old-time music by Still the Homegrown Band, Fabulous Calling by David Kaner. All dances taught, no partner is necessary. Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service, 8 Under Mountain Road, Route 41 across from the White Hart on Sunday, has their famous 7:30 until 11:30 pancake breakfast, which includes pancakes, pure local maple syrup, country sausage, eggs, orange juice, coffee, tea, hot cocoa, and milk. $8 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under. The Lakeville Pet Parade will be held at Community Field in Lakeville on Sunday at 11:30. Bring your pet with or without costume. Now, pets must have legs, no fish or snakes, and must be on leashes at all times. The parade will make a 0.3-mile loop through Lakeville. Prizes and photos for everybody. For more information, contact Pet Parade, Salisbury Community Dog Park, the Ultimate Dog Spa Boutique, Black Rabbit, or Tri-State Chamber of Commerce at 860-248-5585 or 480-399-4998. Salisbury Wooded Sports Association presents from 1 to 4 on Sunday at the Ski Jumps, the 9th Annual Brewski Fest. Sample over 150 beers and ciders from 38 breweries while listening to live music from Steve Dunn. Rats, Burgers, and Dogs for sale by the Sunday of the Country Food Drive. Tickets are available in advance at State Line Wine and Spirits in Canaan or 860-824-7295. They're also available at the door. For more information, jumpfest.org or brewskifest.com. The third annual Blessing of the Animals Dog Show and Pet Tricks will be October 7th at 1 p.m. Christchurch Episcopal 9 South Main Street in Sharon. The Blessing of Animals will take place at the church and the Pet Memorial Garden and then proceed to the front lawn for the Dog and Pet Show. Local clergy will bless the animals. All four-legged creatures, great and small, must be leashed or caged. Pets will be presented in a ring and be judged in many categories. Registration at ChristchurchSharon.org or at 860-364-5260. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 54.45. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 26,828.39. The NASDAQ starts off at 8,025.08, and the S&P 500 at 29,25.51. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.